This is Fresh Air. Even now, in the 1990s, most of America has a hard time dealing with the concept of a black rock band. Just ask the band Living Color. Rock historian Ed Ward says, while it would be an exaggeration to say that all rock and roll came from black music, there's no doubt that black contributions to rock and roll, not soul music or dance music or the blues, but rock and roll, have been underplayed. That's why Ed says it's subversive to listen to the Isley Brothers these days.
Well, you know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah, 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 yeah. Say you will. Say it right now.
One day in 1956, Ronald, Rudolph, and O'Kelly Isley, three gospel-singing brothers in their teens, left their hometown of Cincinnati on a bus for New York and, they hoped, stardom. They worked hard for 3 years, making lots of bad records and playing gigs. At one show at Washington's Howard Theater, they improvised a coda on their version of Jackie Wilson's Lonely Teardrops, and that's how their first hit, Shout, was born. Shout wasn't a huge smash. It only got to number 47 on the pop charts and never dented the black charts. But it was a very influential record. Still, that doesn't pay the bills, and RCA, the label that had released Shout, let the boys go. It wasn't for three more years, in 1962, that they'd really see success.
Shake it up, baby.
Twist and Shout was one of the hottest records of the summer, so hot that the Beatles tacked it on to the end of their first album recording session 6 months later. But even so, the Isleys couldn't seem to score a follow-up, even though they were making good records like Nobody But Me. Still, they were determined, so they did two things. First, they formed their own record label, T-Neck, so they'd have some place to put out their stuff. Second, they got a band together and toured, recording when they could.
Brothers and sisters, and to all the song makers, sir, if you want to have some soul, if you want to be a witness, I want you to listen while I testify. Maybe I can help you to get some soul and be a witness, baby. You want to be a witness? In your feet. Don't worry about the music, baby. You gotta have a beat. Now you got soul. You got soul. You got soul.
Their show was noted for its hard-rocking gospel frenzy and its weird guitarist, Jimmy James, who played on that track, Testify, and is better known as Jimi Hendrix. By 1966, they must have been discouraged because they were at Motown, making good records but not sounding much like themselves.
Feeling so.
And, as well as this old heart of mine did, Motown let them go after a while. The Isleys knew it was time for a change, so they went back home and hired three of the younger members of their family, brothers Ernie and Marvin, and their cousin, Chris Jasper. This turned the Isley brothers into something rare for black music in the early 70s, a self-contained band.
It's your thing, do what you wanna do. I can't tell you who to sock it to. It's your thing, do what you wanna do. I can't tell you who to sock it to. If you want me to love you, maybe I will. Believe me, woman, it ain't no big deal.
That self-contained band had a secret weapon that was also almost unheard of among black audiences in those days. They had a lead guitarist, Ernie Isley, who'd learned a lot from the band's ex-guitarist. They'd recorded That Lady before as a Latin-flavored thing nearly 10 years earlier, but what made it a smash this time was the rock and roll flavor. The Isleys kept going as a sextet until 1983, continuing to smash boundaries, recording Crosby, Stills and Nash and Seals and Crofts songs and having soul hits with them and bringing that guitar right out front. The band eventually split along generational lines, and O'Kelly Isley died in 1986. But in 1990, Ernie Isley released a stunning black rock album, Live Wire. Just to prove that things haven't changed, it flopped.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll, and he writes for the Austin Chronicle. This is Fresh Air.